This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We did a whole disquisition to start things off yesterday about bonds and about what it means that bond yields are so low while stock indexes are hitting record highs. In short, a desire for safety while still wanting to get a little something back for your money. Today, part two of that conversation, prominently featuring Germany's benchmark 10-year bond, the Bund, in the parlance. 10-year bonds were issued today with a negative yield for the first time ever. That means you buy that bond, you lend the government money. In other words, you get back less money 10 years later. Japan and Switzerland and some other countries have negative yield bonds as well. And yes, investors buy them. Because why exactly? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson wades into the bond market madness.
So let's start with normal. Let's say you buy a bond for $1,000. Kathy Jones is chief fixed income strategist at Charles Schwab.
It pays a certain amount of income, usually every 6 months. So you get the income streams, and at the end, you get your $1,000 back.
Again, that's normal. What happened at the German bond auction today? Not normal. These bonds don't pay any income. But even so, investors wanted to buy them, so much so that they bid up the price.
By the end of the time when the bond matures, you get less back than what you paid for it.
Roughly a third of government bonds have negative yields, but Germany is the first Eurozone country to issue them.
Because everyone is nervous about the world.
Kathleen Gaffney is the manager of the Eaton Vance Bond Fund.
They've seen volatility in the markets. You look at Brexit, you look at growth and employment.
Buying these bonds, which are considered very safe, you can think of it as paying for an insurance policy. Plus, some pension funds, institutional investors, banks need or may even be required to hold bonds, in part to balance out other riskier assets. And for the most part, we're not talking about buy and hold investors, says James Camp, head of fixed income at Eagle Asset Management.
The average holding period, even for a 30-year treasury bond in the U.S., is less than a day. These are investors that are betting against or with central bank policy, economic growth, and on a very short-term basis.
If rates keep going negative, the bet is that the bond you get today will be more valuable tomorrow. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.